This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, if you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen, there's a telephone listen line. You can take us with you. 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Live from Australia, Gwyneth. Gwyneth Isaacs, welcome.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning? I've been listening to what Werner Bock was saying at the end of the last hour about those people who were trying to do him out of his farm. And I just thought I'd make a comment. You see, the thing is that the devil is not very creative. In fact, he's not creative at all. And once you've been standing against the New World Order bastards for a while, they begin to run out of new tactics, especially when you're a person who's from a family who has been standing against the New World Order, okay? Like myself, you get the stories handed down from previous generations about what they have done to other members of your family. And what the so-called local government in Geraldton in Western Australia did to my dad many years ago is pretty instructive. He had about 17 acres of land, which was fairly close to a dry river, which meant that the groundwater was shallow, okay? And it was good groundwater. So all that he had to do was, you know, drill maybe 40 or 50 feet, and he had beautiful water, which in Geraldton they have about, 18 inches of rain a year in a good year. And water is a pretty valuable thing. Now, he had a neighbour. He's passed on now, so I guess I can name him. His name was called George Allen. And he was a famous tomato grower. He actually developed a new strain of tomato, especially for Geraldton's conditions. And he would give the seeds away to everybody. And he single-handedly just about developed a whole tomato industry. And, of course, he gave some seeds to my dad, and my dad started growing tomatoes and was making a lot of money. Okay? And the criminals in charge didn't like this very much, the fact that my dad was actually prospering, growing these tomatoes. And so they decided that they wanted his farm. This was a number of years, you know, that they had this project. Dad was sending the tomatoes south to Perth, and what happened was they stopped the train, which was going from Geraldton to Perth, which shut down the freight route. So my dad couldn't grow tomatoes anymore, neither could a lot of other people. So then he got into chicken farming. And then the egg board, which had a monopoly on, you know, buying the eggs, they shut down all the chicken farmers, and then my dad got into you know, breeding pearly coated retrievers and operating a boarding kennels. And finally, what the criminals in charge did, which relates back to what Werner Bock was saying, was they said that there was going to be a sewage treatment plant next door. And when Werner Bock was talking about them putting an airport next door, my mind flicked back to that. And they put these false plans, they actually published them through the council site, you know, that they've got to publish these sorts of plans in newspapers and such like. But they said that the plant was going to go on George Allen's land right next to Dad's land. And Dad went to George Allen and he said, "What's this I hear you're going to have a sewage treatment plant on your land that the council's, you know, compulsorily acquiring, I believe the word is they use here, some of your land to build a sewage treatment plant?" And George Allen basically said, "Oh, what a lot of rubbish. They're not going to do any such thing." they haven't, you know, put easements or anything on his land, and it was all a lot of rubbish. And apparently that was what the council was trying to do, basically, because Dad's land was on the market at that time. He'd had enough. And somebody inside the council that Dad knew wanted to buy his land. And as it happened, they never did buy his land because he sold it to somebody from South Africa who wanted to move out of that country at that time because it was beginning to get uncomfortable. But, you know, the New World Order actually has a pretty limited box of tricks that should be very encouraging for anyone who's dealing with them. Okay?
I was reading a post.
That anecdote because it's going to be useful for someone out there.
Mm-hmm. I was reading a post last night, and it's from stream.org, and it says the left is busy planting fake conservative stories on fake conservative news sites. And it says many of the fake stories conservatives are tricked into sharing have been planted by the left to make fools of us. And there's a list of these sites. So basically what we have is these websites that are acting as if they are real news sites, which are not. So what could happen is a well-meaning person could say, "Wow, I just read this story. It's unbelievable." And then shares that story with friends and family. And then later on they find out that it's a hoax or it's false or it's deliberately posted as fake, as information that's not true, and to discredit those who might share that story. These tricks that people are doing are just, who thinks this stuff up? Who thinks up disinformation campaigns? Who thinks up, "Hey, let's hire a bunch of people to respond to posts on the internet, to people who respond to stories." So, you know, when we say, you know, cops, you know, when cops tase someone, that's really bad. And then someone puts an opinion on there that says, "No, cops are really good. You know, all the ones I know are wonderful. They help people change their tires." And then you see post after post after post, you know, or comments added to post saying how wonderful the police are. So what we have now is so much disinformation and misinformation, including when you go to buy something, Gwyneth. For example, I may say I'm interested in a work light for under the hood of a vehicle, and I may say here's a brand I'm interested in. comma, opinions. What are your thoughts on this particular model? Is it sturdy? Is it durable? Is it problematic? And then the first post or the first comment you read or the first opinion is, it's wonderful. It works great. I wish I'd bought these years ago. And those are probably from the company who is either selling them or manufacturing those lights. So there's a lot of information that's out there that you have to take with a grain of salt and not necessarily believe it. Just like that Jet Airport story that we were talking about with Werner Bach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. On my YouTube channel, which is Gwyneth Isaacs Without Any Breaks, you can go there and you can watch interactions that I have had with my local criminal cartel, aka supposedly the police. And, you know, it's just raw footage of me trying to obtain from this guy. I think it's sort of like Victoria Police ignores the Attorney General, okay? And the thing, it's purely raw footage from my dash cam. And I got the, because these people turning up to my channel and they put these comments about what a female dog I am, about, and this is also as well when I was T-boned by the prime mover. And I was showed the damage to my vehicle, and I did go on a bit of a rant about how awful the police were, and about how, you know, well, go to the channel and watch the videos for yourself. But anyway, and I got these people, and they were just, you know, venomous, and supporting the police and telling me how wonderful they were and how dare I, you know, say anything bad whatsoever about them. And you go to their channels and it's like, there's these guys and they've got these videos that are probably from, or, you know, the screen capture, but live screen capture, they're not just screenshots. And they've got, you know, this one guy had this scenario on his channel who had posted all these venomous comments about me, about this guy hijacking trucks and all this sort of thing, and the police would come along and he was going to have a shootout. And this was on his channel, and I thought, this guy's a psycho. Yeah, he really is. And they didn't know who the Attorney General was. They said, what does it matter if the opinion of some general? And I thought, you, what IQ do you actually have?
We'll be right back. Gwyneth Isaacs, she's in Australia. We're live. Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs with us. And Gwyneth, how large are typical farms in Australia?
Well, it depends where you are. But proper commercial farms, okay, anything under about 5,000 acres is a hobby farm around here.
Wow.
Okay. In Western Australia, oh gosh, they can go up to millions of acres in size.
So
the place is absolutely enormous. It's around about, if you could imagine a land area approximately a third of the size of the continental United States, that would be the size of the state of Western Australia.
How does someone manage a 5,000 acre farm?
Oh, they hire people. And they get around the farm on helicopters and small planes. Because to drive from one end of the farm to the other, you could be driving for 3, 4, 5, or 6 hours to drive from one end of the... So you get in a helicopter or you get in a light aircraft, a Cessna or something. And you have airstrips all over the farm.
Okay. Right. That makes sense. And what is grown on farms in Australia, typically?
Okay. The main crops that are grown are wheat. And the really big stations, you'll find that they run cattle, but they run them on an enormous scale. they, you know, they'll use helicopters to muster them.
Wow.
Because there's no way that you can ever get the cattle out of the country with motorbikes or horses or anything like that. The countryside is just too vast. And some of these, one of these stations, well, it was a station. It's been bought up by a mining company, and it's now partly run as a station and partly run as a mine. And it has a mountain range in the middle of it called the Hammersley Ranges. And my first cousin is actually married into the Hammersley family. And that's a real old-time West Australian family. But they used to, that's where the Hammersley Ranges gets its name from. And it's a form, proper mountain range of, like, you know, maybe 100 kilometres long. And it just sits in the middle of the Hammersley station.
That's I'm trying how to think. It is. It sounds huge, and it sounds like these cows are almost wild then. What kind of interaction did... Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They're basically, they're set out there, they live as wild cattle, and maybe once or twice a year, the farmer and his crew, they go out with helicopters, and they muster them. They round them up, they bring them in, they put them on trucks, and they send them to the sales. There's just about no direct deals with meat processors. Everything goes to sale yards.
And the cows have got to be absolutely terrified of that whole process since they're not around people, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And how was the meat?
I'll tell you what, Until that last day, those cattle have a fantastic life.
Right, right. And then the adrenaline's running. They're terrified. And I'm wondering what the meat would be like to eat as a result of this terror of that last day.
When you live in that sort of place, you don't know any other meat. But I'm sure that the adrenaline in the meat would affect the people who eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And, now, you know, make them generally probably a bit tougher, a bit more aggressive, and such like.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking the difference between what you described. You know, our cows here on our farm, I guess we'd certainly be a hobby farm based on being less than 5,000 acres. But our cows are wild. They get to do what they want, except we encourage them by calling them to different pastures to, you know, eat the fresh grasses. So when we call them, they come. So that's the main difference. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs was with us. She's in Australia. Gwyneth, what's happening to prices of food at supermarkets in Australia?
Well, I went to the grocery store today, and I paid $50 Actually, it was worse than that. I paid $37, and all I got was a couple of little bags of shopping. I think I got milk powder, I got cheese. I only got about four or five items, and it cost me about $37. It's absolutely atrocious. But I'll tell you what the worst thing is. It's the milk. Okay? The milk actually is really, really cheap. But what they're doing is the two major grocery stores here, which is Coles and Woolworths or Safeway. Okay, Woolworths and Safeway are owned by the same people. They've been having milk war for the last few years. So some things are really, really expensive and other things are really, really inexpensive. Okay? And so before it was the milk war, it was the bread war, which was the same scenario. Okay? Milk, you can get often for a dollar a litre for fresh milk or UHT milk. That's that long life, in milk that you get in a box. I don't know if they have that in the US, but you put it in your shelf and it keeps without refrigeration forever, basically.
Is this powdered milk?
The dairy farmers broke. Because they...
Are you talking about
powdered... What was that, sorry?
Are you talking about powdered milk?
No, it's a type of milk they have in Australia. I'm not sure if they have it in the US. But it's ultra-pasteurized. You can put it... It doesn't have any additives, but it's ultra-pasteurized. And it's boxed up in a sealed package, and you can put it on your shelf in your cupboard unopened, and it will keep for years.
Well, I don't know of that product here in the United States. Yeah, I don't know of that.
Anyway,
okay, please continue.
Anyway, they're driving the dairy farmers broke, and the dairy farmers presently, this came across once again, the main lamestream media over here in Australia, but sometimes you get good news on it. Accurate news is ABC, which is Australian Broadcasting Corporation, not American. And they have a station called News Radio, which is 24-hour news. This is the source for this, okay? And also backed up by the sales reports, which they have a program, once again, ABC has a program called the Country Hour, where you can get all the livestock prices when the livestock go to market. We still have our cattle yards here, where you send the cattle to the cattle yards instead of sending them to contract abattoirs, okay, contract slaughterhouses. You can sell your cattle at the sale yards, and they auction them on the day like they used to in the US. They've been selling their dairy herds. Dairy farmers have been selling their dairy herds, fattening them up and selling them for slaughter at the sale yards to the slaughterhouses. And you just go to the market reports and you can see it. You can see, it'll say something like fattened dairy cattle. That's what it will say, because you've got to have a breed description, like your Herefords or Angus or whatever, and the grade of meat, you know, the weight that the cow is, whether it's a steer, whether it's a heifer, whether it's a bull or whatever, you know. And you can tell the dairy cattle. And it's so sad, because you know what's going to happen in 6 months or 12 months' time when most of the dairy herd's been slaughtered.
Gwyneth, as you say this,
Produced milk in this country.
As you say this, I think toward the young farmers, and I don't know many young people who want to be farmers, but I can't think of a single one who says, you know, I'd love to be a dairy farmer. That's what I want to do. It is so hard. You can't leave the farm. You are absolutely locked in and trapped.
Yep.
Because of the milking routine. It's 7 days a week. Those cows need to be milked Saturday and Sunday as well. You don't get any time off. It's a really tough life. So as you're saying this, I'm thinking about, you know, as these herds get slaughtered, who is going to replace those dairy farmers?
They're going to either start farming something else, possibly sheep, or until the wild dogs or the neighbours' dogs come through and slaughter them, which is a problem around here. Or, you know, they'll sell the farm for a subdivision or something, you know, or they'll put fruit trees in or something like that. But the thing is, it's to do any sort of farming is becoming really, really difficult, and it's the supermarkets, it's just absolutely awful. They're running at a loss. They're not making enough money from their milk check to actually feed their cows. Okay, because of course they've got to buy supplements. They've got to have vets come through and check their cattle. Okay, and not only that, if they get bacteria above a certain level in the truck, when the milk's tested, they don't get the full price for their milk. Okay, or if the butterfat's a bit low, below the supermarket standards, they don't get the full check. And, you know, of course, the supermarkets might be fiddling these results as well, so that they don't have to pay the dairy farmers, you know, what they might otherwise get paid. I don't know if that's happening or not, but, you know, like I said, having been fighting these people for actually generations in our family, you see these sorts of things go on and you hear about them. These people have been doing this sort of thing for a very, very long time. And
you're talking about
people over.
Yes. Now, are these the large family names who are involved in this corruption, or are these just large corporations, or who's involved?
They're corporations. Okay. Like I said, Coles is a major, major retailer. They've got, you know, basically a really big supermarket in every town. And Woolworths, well, we all know about, well, that's Barbara Hutton's, you know, famous store. And incidentally, her heir ended up going on to do a mass shooting here in Australia and Tasmania at a place called Port Arthur, which the government then used to take all of our guns away. So that's an interesting bit of history. But, you know, it's all big corporations. They have to answer to their shareholders. They don't answer to any of us. Okay? And it's actually in the corporate, you know, governance that they have to make a profit for their shareholders. They don't work for you. They don't work for me. It's a complete delusion to think that they are there to provide any service for you or for me. Yeah, we go to the supermarket because there's nowhere else to get things like cheese and butter, you know. And to run your own dairy animals, even just for your own household, well, you've got to either, you know, have thousands of dollars to fork out on cattle, and you've got to have fences, and you've got to, like you say, be there. Whether you've got 3 cows or 300 cows, they've got to be milked every day. And then if you've got any cattle at all, any number of cattle, then you've got to have a bull as well, which is a whole nother issue, which you would know all about. So, you know, even if you've got, like I have 60 acres of land, you need a supermarket to get milk. If you've got children, you have to feed them milk. There's no getting around it, because if you don't feed them milk, their bones don't grow properly. You have to have milk. And if you say, oh, well, I'm going to have goats or I'm going to have milking sheep, then you have to have some way to stop the neighbour's dogs or the stray dogs from coming across and killing your stock. Okay, so you've got to either have a maremma, and then the neighbour might decide that he doesn't like the look of your maremma and that your maremma's strayed onto his land, and that he can, you know, decide one night to go and shoot on the boundary so that your maremma goes and runs out onto the boundary. This is the livestock guardian dogs that people have. And then he shoots the maremma, which happened to me. And, you know, if you're running stock, you've got to think of all these issues, okay?
What kind of firearms are permitted in Australia, and who can have them other than the cops?
Well, if you're a farmer, which is defined as either owning or leasing over 10 acres of land, which is zoned rural, then you're entitled to own firearms, and you can own anything up to a 303, okay? But it's not allowed to have more than 5 bullets in its magazine. And it can be semi-automatic, but it's not allowed to have more than 5 bullets in the magazine, which is actually, you know, pretty pathetic.
We come back. Can you tell us what's happening with Mines? Mines, I understand they're closing. We'll be right back.
Yeah, no, I'll do that.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. Second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds. Sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaac's with us. She's live from Australia. Gwyneth, what's happening in mining?
Okay. I just got my groceries here. I'll just outline what I got because it'll lead into this, okay, because it has to do with, it will lead into mining. Bag of carrots, about 700 grams of peanut butter, 50 slices of cheese, a kilo of butter, 100 tea bags, a bag of milk powder, and 6 rolls of toilet paper cost $37. That's how much groceries.
I believe.
Yeah. That's gobsmacking. You know. But yeah. You know something, the other thing that I had to do when I went into Bendigo was I didn't just go in there for those few groceries. I went in there, I believe in securing myself financially. I save a bit of money every week, and how I do that is I buy physical silver, okay? And I try to at least get some silver every time a check comes in, physical silver. And so I keep an eye on the silver markets, okay? When I bought my ounces today, the guy at the coin shop and I have a sort of an in-joke. They said, you know, has anyone overheard us having this conversation that think we're into some sort of contraband, but we're not. We're into buying silver. But But I buy, you know, sometimes I buy a lot, sometimes I don't buy much. But anyway, what happened was I noticed the price today. It's, he had run out of bullion coins. He said bullion coins are becoming really, really hard to obtain. Okay? This is in Bendigo, which is actually a fairly major, it's got about 120,000 people in the town, so it's not really a little tiny place, and it's a mining town, okay? It's actually built on top of an absolutely massive underground mine, okay? Well, they're just, that's a gold mine. They pull, you know, thousands of ounces a year out of the ground underneath Bendigo. Now, that mine is still in operation, but many mines in Western Australia are actually closing down, okay? And the reason why they're closing when the silver price is so high, it's like $35 Australian. I got 1 ounce for $30 and 1 ounce for $35 Australian, okay? And the guy said, listen, you know, he had another guy trying to get precious metals at a discount when he was there, and he said, listen, he only sells for just a bit over spot, you know, so he doesn't make much of a profit off of each coin. The mines in Western Australia are closing because they're owned by the Rothschild family. The ones that are owned by the Rothschild family are closing. The ones that are owned by the Chinese are staying open. Okay? Because the Chinese cannot dig precious metals out of the ground fast enough. And if you happen to be lucky enough to be working for a Chinese mine, then your mine will stay open. But because the Rothschilds are into manipulating the precious metals market and have been doing so for a very, very long time, they are closing mines left, right and centre. And I had somebody say, oh, but that mine's owned by the WA government. And I said, no, it's owned by the Rothschilds. And they said, well, yes, you're probably right. And they own the Perth Mint, but in the process, they're sending towns like Geraldton broke because mining is their major income. And
concluded this broadcast, but if you were to buy that same ounce of silver in the United States, using your dollars, Australian dollars, they'd be $25.45.
$25.45.
So, yeah, you pay a little more than we would pay. Gwyneth, thanks so much for being with us today. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, GoBerkey.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.